pit. This is our first episode.
Woo!
Very exciting. Neither of us have ever done a podcast, so...
No, but as a straight white male, I've always wanted to.
Can't relate. It seems exciting, though, because I like to talk.
And we're both comm majors. Mm-hmm. We're both seniors. I've been here at SUNY Oswego for 4 years.
I have been here at Oswego for a year and a half. I transferred from Suffolk County Community College, which is on Long Island.
Yeah.
That's where we're from, Long Island.
And this is the podcast made by students for students. Try to keep everything, you know, interesting that college students actually care about.
Nothing for old people?
Nope. I mean, old people might care about gen eds.
Yeah, no, that's
which
probably
is
something they care about.
Our topic for today, our top five favorite gen eds that we have ever taken. Since Sophia got to do the intro, I'm going to start off with my number five pick, criminal justice. We, here at Oswego, criminal justice is different from intro to policing, so I actually enjoyed the class.
I didn't know.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it was a fun class. We got to learn. My professor is actually, she was from Parkland. Yeah. And she was very knowledgeable. She knew a lot. Her name, Schildkraut, if you are listening and go to Oswego. Professor Schildkraut, she was amazing. She knew what she was teaching. She is very, very against electronics, but also the class was interesting enough where I didn't care to go on my phone or use a laptop. It was nice to learn about the whole justice system, how it actually can work possibly at times, but also how it can be trash at times. But yeah, that was definitely one of my favorites. I took it with a couple friends. It was in Lanigan 101, which is our main lecture hall here on campus. About 150 students. We had like 4 or 5 TAs in the class. So if you, some people didn't feel comfortable with Professor Schildkraut, but you know, there were enough TAs to make up for it. I, for one, enjoyed her. She was very knowledgeable and yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
That is something I think I would have liked to have taken. Because you actually learn stuff. My number five pick, a lot of these I took, actually all but one I took at my first school. So it's a little different from Eastman's picks. My number five is Intro to Psychology. I'm a psych minor. So I obviously had to take that at some point. I took that my spring semester of freshman year, which was the COVID semester.
Woohoo!
Yeah, super awesome. But so I had half the semester in person. It was a good class, only because my list is going to be very different from yours in this way. Yeah. Because my teacher, my professor just didn't teach. Like, he was old. Like, had to be like 65 at least. He didn't even know how to use a computer. Like, we had 3 exams and a paper. That's all of our assignments for the entire semester. He didn't even grade the paper.
we love that. We stan.
No, that was super awesome. But it was a lot of just, you know, like literally intro stuff. We talked about Freud for like 4 weeks, which was too much for me.
Classic college.
Because I just don't care about... Can I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about penis envy. Like... It's not real, in my opinion, my professional opinion. It's literally not real.
You know, I'm a psych minor, so I would know.
Yeah.
You sound like Britta from Community.
Yosh.
I'm studying psych, so if you need a therapist, I'm here for you. It sounds like to me you have every mental illness in the world.
I'm getting so close to the mic. So that was that was definitely a good class. I really loved my professor. He was super sweet. He retold a lot of the same stories though, like.
But isn't that basically what college is? Like, we've learned about most of this.
Over and over again.
Professors just tell you, oh yeah, well you learned this part, but you didn't go in depth.
Yeah, like, actually I did, but thanks for that. But, yeah. I think that's all I have to say about that one.
Yeah, I will say I also took Intro to Psychology here at Oswego, but I had it online and slept through nearly every class. sorry to my professors if you're listening. Yeah, no, I was a very bad student for it. I wasn't too interested in it, so I didn't put it on my list. But, you know, the professor was great. His name is not in my head right now. He's the very Brooklyn one, and you could probably tell by his name. But he's a great professor. He was cool. His tests were pretty easy. He made his exams, like, per his students. So he'd write, like, oh, if Eastman hit a guy in the head with a baseball bat in the front of his head, what part of the brain would that damage?
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was interesting, but it wasn't my cup of tea, so I decided to stray away. So on to number four, which is, you guys heard I'm a straight white male, but I put women and gender studies. Ooh. I really liked this class here. It was one of my favorites. It was, you know, I came into the class and they asked everyone, like, hey, why are you taking this class? And I straight up said, I'm a straight white male, grew up in a very, you know, Long Island household. And I just wanted to kind of expand myself and learn. And, you know, there are parts when I, like, wouldn't pay attention, of course. But, you know, it was still so interesting and really fun. We did a lot of readings, and that's where we got most of our content from, and that wasn't my favorite. But other than that, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing the group work because it wasn't like a group project. It was like discuss as a group. I can't remember the professor either. I think it might have been Professor Oakes.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it's the one you have right now. But yeah, she was a very good professor. I enjoyed it. And it definitely helped me, you know, understand more about society. And taking that class literally right the semester before, I think semester before COVID, and, you know, all of the Black Lives Matter movements and everything, and especially what's going on right now in Texas. Yeah. So getting all that information was extremely helpful. And I'm not sure about other schools. Here at Oswego, you need a world awareness credit. And this class counted for world awareness, and all the other world awareness classes are like the 300, 400 levels, but this one is only a 200 level. So, you know, if you need an easy one, get your world awareness credit. I heavily recommend it.
I am taking gender and women's studies, right now on the semester. I love it so far. I have, I guess, the same professor that you did. She's great. Super aware of what's going on, I guess, as she should be. We haven't gotten, like, too much into the curriculum yet. It's a lot of reading.
Yeah.
But it's very similar to my number one choice.
Ooh.
So I won't get into it now.
If you skip to the end just to see it, you're a bum.
Yeah. Yeah, I second that. but my number four, I also took at Suffolk, which was Intro to Human Communication. I am a communication major, so I had to say this.
Communication, not communications.
Yes. Professor Hirsch, excuse me, if you're listening, no S.
No S.
Note that. No S in communication.
And everyone else in the comm department that would yell at us for it. Shout out
no
Professor
S.
Vickery.
Shout out Professor Vickery. That's for sure.
She got me a succulent.
Yeah. She passed me last semester. yeah. Intro to Human Comm was, you know, it's whatever. It's like, I think here it's Comm 100. It was Comm 101 at Suffolk. I took it. Winter of 2019. That was my first winter class.
So asynchronous?
No, it was online. Oh. I mean, it was
it was Zoom.
It was in person.
Oh.
That was before COVID.
Oh, okay.
Because I went in 2019.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that was one of my last fully in person classes.
Until now.
Yeah, until now.
Ooh.
Right at the end.
Yeah, can we just note, Sophia's graduating this semester.
Yeah.
I'm graduating next semester. Sophia and I went to high school together. I graduated a year before she did. And now she's graduating before me.
Yeah. You know, not to, you know, toot my own horn, but I'm awesome. Anyways. Human comm was easy. I had it. It was rough because it was winter. 3 hours, 5 days a week, in the same room for 3 weeks. Super tedious. But I really, really loved the people in my class. I didn't love my professor. She was, how do I say this nicely? Disinterested because she was pregnant, basically. Like, she was just, like, mean. She wanted the class to be over. It was a 3-hour class. It's never over. So, that was rough, but I had her for both winter courses I took that year. So it was 6 hours in a room with her every day. So we got to know each other pretty well. And yeah, that's all I got on that one.
So my number 3 is Comm 100, the one that we offer here, which is Foundations of Communication. You know, we tried to stray away from not having similar ones, but here we are. We'll do a better job of that next time. But anyway, so Foundations of Communication, Comm 100, it was kind of hard to get into because I wasn't in the comm major at first, and I just need to fight my way for a spot. Not literally, but just make sure there's a spot open.
Just fight everyone to get in the class.
I actually drop-kicked the professor.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, you know, it was a lot of fun. Learned just, like, people think, like, communication is just talking to each other. And don't get me wrong, to some degree, sure. But you learn a lot more logistics and what communication actually is as a major. And it's just a good thing to have in life as a skill. Like, you know, how often are we communicating with people? Quite literally every day. Even if you're sitting at home alone every day, if you're ordering DoorDash, you have to communicate with someone. Mm-hmm. So just having that class was really good. I had it with Professor Rosenberg. Shout out to her. She went back to, not Turkey, but Austria. She went back to Austria because she got a new job there. She was a great professor. And, yeah, it was great to just learn about the other ways that communication really impacts everyday life. Because it's really not just talking to people. You learn about nonverbals. You learn about literally everything. It's kind of like a groundwork for every other communication class.
It's literally you have to learn how to communicate.
Like, yeah. Which I didn't put it on my list because I'm not sure if it has any gen ed requirements, but interpersonal communication I absolutely loved.
I really liked interpersonal. I also took that at Suffolk.
Yeah.
And I took group comm, like small group. I took that at Suffolk.
We do not offer that here at Oswego. I think interpersonal is...
It's basically the same thing. I didn't learn really anything different. Interpersonal I really liked. I also took, if anyone listening is going to Suffolk, take intercultural communication. That was really nice.
Yeah, let's go on a slight little tangent right here because we're talking gen eds, but just electives. Diversity and identity in communication was a lot of fun.
I didn't know we even offered that.
Yeah, I took it with Professor Rosenberg.
I feel like I just wish she would have stayed. For context, we have one class together this semester. It's Comm 490, Service Learning. We were supposed to have Professor Rosenberg. We do not.
Yes.
Because she moved to Austria.
Yeah. And I very much enjoyed her. But, you know, it is what it is. We're happy for her.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know her, but yeah.
Also on that elective list, I took Women, Children, and Minorities in Media for broadcasting.
That's my number one. Well, no, not really. It's basically the same thing.
So we'll talk more about that. So, Sophia, what is your number 3?
My number 3 was Intro to Mass Media. I took that last fall.
Fall.
Okay.
Last fall with her coffee.
Last fall. I'm so sick of getting made fun of for my accent around here.
Even though we're from the same town. We're
from the same place. From the same town. And I have more of an accent than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Rude. Anyways.
I've been here for 4 years. I lost it. Coffee dog.
My friends make fun of me for the way I say dog. Our group chat is named Dogs.
Dog.
It's named The Dogs Are Barking. Anyways, I took Intro to Mass Media. That was really, really good. I loved my professor, like, adored her. Maggie Simone, if you are listening, you are my favorite person on earth.
Andrea? Vickery, you didn't hear that?
I definitely didn't say that. It was a class of, like, probably, like, 120, 130 people on Zoom. She navigated it so well. I remember, like, the first week. I have a picture on my Snap memories, like, some kid was talking about, like, the Travi Patty for, like, half the class. And she just, like,
that was such just, like, a let good it happen. Thing.
Like, and she was, she had so much knowledge, and she was so passionate about everything. Like, when, so when I had it, the election was in the middle of that semester. Not to, like, out her or whatever, but she's a Democrat. Like, you know, and a lot of people in my class were.
Let me just say, we're in college. Who we're isn't college. A Democrat?
Yeah. Yeah, not that college is brainwashing, because people think that for some reason.
But, you know.
Just educated. If I take that back. You know what? I definitely take that back. I'm not going to say that.
We could edit it out.
We
can
edit it out.
A majority of people on colleges tend to be Democrat.
Yes. Especially this one.
Yeah.
Not
the town, though.
No, not the town. Oh, my God. The town is scary.
But might I also say, you know, that definitely relates to the class. Like, it's about mass media and how much, you know, just talking about a Travi Patty, the Travis Scott meal, that was spread through social media.
Yeah, that's
ridiculously.
Why she let it happen. Because he was like, oh, you got the Travi Patty. Like, and I was friends with his roommate. So as I'm hearing it in real life, his roommate sends me a Snap video of him laying in the bed across from him. On his phone, on Zoom, holding it like there's nothing. He's like, yo, the Travi Patty. And I was like, yo, I just heard that. I'm like, what? But overall, she was just so great. She had a lot of people cheat on our midterm. No, maybe it wasn't our midterm. It was something while I was here. They cheated on one of our exams. She was really upset about it. Our quizzes.
Mm.
We had quizzes, and people were cheating on them, and she was so chill about it. She didn't penalize anybody. Like, not that that's, you know.
Don't cheat.
Don't cheat. Like, that is just, like, not acceptable.
You're just playing yourself, man.
She definitely could have disciplined them, like, but, you know, she was just, she's so kind and sweet, and she's very passionate about her job. Like, a lot of these are really more so about the professor, on my list at least, than the class itself. Like, she was just an absolute gem. Like, would absolutely take another class with her, without a doubt. But I think that's all I have to say about my number three. How about your number two?
So, surprise, surprise, my number two is also Intro to Mass Media, also taken at Oswego. But mine was my second semester here before COVID. I got to have it in person with Professor Fogel.
Love her.
Yeah, she is good. She is a very, very good professor. And you know, when Sophia came here, I'm like, listen, that's fine, but you have to take this class. Like, there's no option not to.
Yeah.
Just because it was my favorite class for so many years. Just learning about, like, mass media and everything, you go into depth about, like, social media apps and how it's ever changing. Learn about all the different NBCs. There was a red and blue.
Yeah.
It was... like, it was the most interesting thing I took in college at that point. And, you know, after the first semester with, like, basic English, I took meteorology, and I'm like, wow, cool, but this was basically high school part two. I was ready to actually get into more specific things. And this was the first intro class that was, like, that I took, at least, that wasn't, you know, just something you could take in high school. And, you know, like I said, learning about all that stuff was up my wheelhouse, and I really enjoyed it. We got to hear all about social medias, and we did a paper. I can't remember the name of it, but I wrote about a video game company shutting down. And, you know, she kind of gives you a lot of free will. You know, she understands it's an intro class, and you can really choose what you want to talk about or write about. Whether, you know, make sure it pertains to the topic, of course. Mm-hmm. But any kind of media can be made to mass media. And it's just so interesting and so great to learn about.
I think I would have loved to have had Fogel for that one, as much as I love Simone. We had Fogel for a class together last fall, sometime last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, using... like, she gives a lot of, like, free will. I think it's different because we had 350 with her.
Mm.
And she was a little more hard on us and, like, structured. Like, it's good to see that kind of versatility in a professor, like, I think that's important because some of them are the same. They'll teach intro courses and 400 level courses the same way. And I think you need to be different. Like college freshmen, like, they don't know what they're doing. Like, not that I know what I'm doing as a senior, but
yeah,
you know, they
at least more than them.
Yeah, no, I definitely know a little bit more. And like, having leniency is good with freshmen, but you can't have that with seniors because we're not disciplined.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
And 350 is women, children, minorities in media. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had to keep it a little more specific. You know, for our final project, it was like kind of a presentation, but we could really base it off of anything we learned in the class. So, I did a presentation. She said we can make like a BuzzFeed article.
Yeah, I did a BuzzFeed article.
Yeah, mine was like top, or it sounds bad, but top 10 times women were sexual or over sexualized in games.
Yeah, that's like what the point of the class was. Like, mine was like 10 times Glee was the absolute worst. Like,
yeah.
And it's like all the ableist and like sexist stuff they put out.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I had to BS mine a little bit saying that The Legend of Zelda was bad because it was all like, man has to save the woman.
Oh,
like, don't get me wrong, some were perfect. Like, in Saints Row, you can use a bat as, I don't know if I should say it. If you look up Saints Row bat on Google, you'll see it.
Okay. That's funky.
So, I'm just going to look it up on my own so you guys can hear Sophia's reaction.
Oh, this is funky. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you could beat
people. Oh my god, why is it so graphic?
Yeah, you can beat people with it.
Oh my god.
So, you know,
don't look this up.
This was definitely over-sexualized.
Oh,
and
my god.
Of course, the woman character had it in her house.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so
that is frightening to say the least.
So,
oh my god.
I'm not saying to look it up, but if you do, that is what you should look up.
Yeah. Content warning.
Very big content warning.
Not PG-13.
No. But this is the college podcast for college students,
so
made by college students.
So you should be like at least 17.
Yeah.
Hopefully older.
Yes.
I mean, it really doesn't matter if you're 17.
But we take any listeners.
Yes, we... No, just kidding. Don't listen. Guys, don't listen to your podcast.
Yo, quick side note. You guys see what happened with Logan Paul? The guy This guy quit his $100,000 a year job. Went to Logan
Isn't
Paul.
Is he a YouTuber?
Who? Logan?
Yeah.
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 But he went to Logan Paul begging him for a job. And then Logan said no. The guy didn't have any kind of pitch. He kind of talked down on himself. And Logan was like, why would I hire you then if you're saying you're terrible?
Well, yeah.
And then he posts a video of him crying about it.
That's weird. I don't know how you got there, but that's still bizarre. I would never go somewhere with, like, no pitch.
Yeah.
I'd be like, please give me a job. I mean, I'm going to have to do that for the next, like, 5 years of my life anyway. But, you know, it's fine.
Anyway.
Number two, or do you want to keep...
Your number two.
Okay. My number two, I also took at Suffolk. But it's offered here as an upper division class. It's offered as a 100 level class at Suffolk, so I don't know why it transfers over as a... what is it, 360?
Mm-hmm. Come 360.
Yeah. Theories of Persuasion, which I loved. My professor was my favorite person on Earth. I know I've said that about three times, but...
Yeah.
I loved her. We called her by her first name. Dana, if you're listening, I miss you. She was just amazing. She didn't, not that she didn't like to teach, but she was really into discussion-based classes, similar to gender and women's studies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of discussion. Not so much reading. Like, it was a little bit. The textbook was light. So we would read that. The chapter was, like, 10 pages or something. Like, not a lot. Like, not that it was, like, memorable a lot. Yeah. And we would talk a lot in class. And that, unfortunately, had to get put online, which made it basically asynchronous, which kind of sucked. But while it was in person, it was amazing. If you go to literally any school and they offer a persuasion, like, there's a persuasion, take it. It's, I don't know. It was fantastic. I loved it. Did you ever take that? I don't know if you ever, you didn't get in.
I got in, but then I decided to stay in the class with Sophia because it's her last semester. Yay. I have to take either that or Rhetoric of Film, which I'm hoping, I don't know. It depends what's going to be available to me next semester, but I don't know. Maybe I could take a winter course.
You could do that. Winter courses aren't bad.
Yeah, but it's extra money.
Yes, it is. Yeah, just me. All right. What's on your number one here? Best of the best.
That might be really loud.
That's definitely not good.
Yeah. My number one is about four different classes.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Any intro creative writing course. I am also a creative writing major. I love creative writing. I wanted to take fiction writing at first. I couldn't get in. I ended up in playwriting, and it was my favorite class. It was such an incredible class, meeting new people, and I was a bit more introverted at the time, and it helped me kind of just break out of the shell. And if you don't feel comfortable with that, you don't have to at all. I had it with Professor Brad Corbis-Meyer. He was so incredible. He has retired now, but you know, the playwriting award here is now named after him.
Oh, if that, that's awesome.
Yeah, if that's any telling of how great he was. Yeah. End of semester, he would have all his upper division students go to his house for a party.
Oh, yes, you told me that.
Yeah.
Didn't Emily went to that once, right?
Yeah. Well, because Emily and I, he had 300 and 400 mixed together. Oh. So Emily was in 400, I was in 300.
That's not a gen ed then. That's an upper division class.
Well, I'm talking about the intro creative writings. Mm-hmm. The intro creative writings, anyone can take any of them. Fiction normally is out first. At different schools, they might just have creative writing on its own, not specific genres. Mm-hmm. I believe, from what I have heard, Oswego is the best creative writing SUNY school. Mm-hmm. Woohoo. So I just wanted to group them all together. I have taken intro fiction writing currently, screenwriting, and playwriting. I was the teaching assistant for intro playwriting all last semester for each class. And, you know, I personally like playwriting the most. I'm not a theater kid. I did not. I was never really that much into plays until I took the class. And it was just so much fun. People get to know each other, all get along. You know, today in Sophia and I's class, there was this girl that I remembered from it. And after class, I'm like, oh my God, Lauren, do you remember me? She's like, yeah, of course. And it, like, our class was second semester freshman year, like 3 years ago.
Like, lasting connections.
I haven't talked to her since, but we still recognize each other from that class. And you know, if you go into the higher ups, like, we started performing our plays in class, but you have to start with the intros. I'm a very creative person. That this class really made me choose my new major of creative writing to add on to communication. But I really just cannot say how much I love the creative writing program, especially here at Oswego. In our high school, we really had nothing. There was a couple sections in English. Mrs. Helonia would have us do free writes every Friday, but you know, it was still prompted, and it's just like our opinion. Getting to actually write a story was great. The final for intro playwriting is a 10-page play, and it's great. You do scenes all throughout the year. Same goes for like any other intro class. My intro fiction writing, we're doing a 9-13 page, or 6-13. Intro screenwriting was 10-15. And if you have any interest, I think you should take the one that you like the most. Of course, I ended up not. I ended up in playwriting and I still like it the most. But you know, there's always the theater students that love taking playwriting, the cinema students that love taking screenwriting. And then, of course, all the English students love taking fiction writing. And there's nonfiction, and there's also poetry. I'm not very big into nonfiction or poetry, and, you know, I only have limited time and limited credits. So I kind of got to take what I'm very interested in. So that is my number one. Any creative writing course you can find at your school.
I have heard so many good things about our creative writing. It looks like I'm speaking so quietly on our thing.
I know. I don't know why.
I'm not that soft-spoken. anyways, I have heard from... Oh, there it is. From a lot of people in our school specifically, mm-hmm. About our creative writing program. Like, literally every other person I meet is a creative writing major. And they love it. Like, I couldn't get into it. I'm not a writer. I have no imagination, creativity, nothing. Head empty.
Head empty, no thoughts.
No thoughts, none.
If anyone watches Bachelor in Paradise, the surfing show that comes on after, there's that one guy, Koa, I think his name is. He's head empty, just surf.
Just surf. No thoughts, just surf.
That's Sophia.
Yeah, basically. There are no thoughts up here when it comes to creativity. Like, I'm not artistic, but I've heard so many good things about our creative writing department and the professors, and I've just heard not a single bad word about it, so shout out to Oswego's creative writing department.
Professor Giulio, she and her husband both work here, but Juliet Giulio specifically, her and her husband, she's my screenwriting professor and advisor, I believe. She wrote Tarzan, sold it to Disney.
Wow.
She also co-wrote Return to Halloween Town.
Yeah. And she works at Oswego.
Well, when she gives the first intro presentation in her intro class, she says, "I did so much that the only thing I didn't do was become a professor."
Aw, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, she really knows her stuff.
Oh, yeah, sounds like it.
Like
Tarzan. Oh my God.
Yeah, she is very incredible. She is... not a very, like, if you mess up, she's going to let you know. But it's because she wants you to do the best that you can.
And I appreciate that in a professor. Mm. Like, there's no need to sugarcoat it. Especially, like, if it's something that you can tell a student is, like, super, super passionate about. Like, don't let them suffer because you wanted to be nice.
Yeah.
It's better to just be, like, flat out, like, okay, this is not that great. Yeah. Here's what you can fix.
And also here we have... It's kind of in the realm of creative writing, so I'm going to plug it now. I'm the secretary for our school's literary journal, Student Ran. It is called the Great Lake Review. If you are interested at all, you could always join as an editor. If not, you can submit works of art or any of the creative writings that I've already mentioned. It's great. It's once you submit to it and if you get published, you're legitimately published. It's like it's going on your resume.
Heck yeah. I'm also recently part of GLR.
Woo!
Kind of. I missed the intro meeting because I was at one for a different publication that I'm also going to plug. I'm the poetry editor for GLR, allegedly.
Yeah, there are multiple editors, a head editor, and then an e-board. I'm on the e-board after being a drama editor, dramas, screenwriting, and playwriting. But yeah, it's a great club. You're fully published if you submit. By the time this is out, the submission should be open, so you can always just check Great Lake Review, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to plug mine real quick, and then I'll get to my number one. I am recently part of Her Campus, the Oswego chapter. If you go, literally, look up on Google, hercampus.com, or maybe it's like .org or .edu. I'm not super sure. It's... around the whole U.S., it's a women's publication.
.com,
perfect. Women's publication by women, for women, usually college kids, of course. It seems to be pretty awesome so far. I've only had one meeting. I'm also an editor there because I'm not a writer. I can't.
Yeah, let me say, if you join Great Lake Review, you don't write. You choose what goes in, you edit, you read. People, whenever I told people they should join, they're like, "Oh, I'm not a writer," and I'm like, "It doesn't matter."
Yeah. So if you don't want to write, GLR is the way to go. As, of course, you know, assuming you go to Oswego. If not, sorry. Find your school's chapter of Her Campus. You're required to write, like, at least for us, I think it's like 2 articles per semester. But you can edit as many as you want. That's really what I'm there for. I have no idea what I'm gonna write for mine.
It happens. If yeah. any Geneseo listeners are out there, I know that they have one also, but they accept submissions, not a her campus, a mm-hmm. like kind of like the GLR, but they accept submissions from literally anyone anywhere.
Okay, cool.
Oswego was only from current, or Great Lake Review is only from current Oswego students. So if you are alumni or not here yet, I apologize. Mm. But if you're not here yet, you can get your writing underway and then eventually get in.
Also, gonna plug one more because I'm not even part of it anymore, but I think it's exciting. I took digital storytelling with Soma May. Oh my God, what's her name? Fraser.
She is the each club has to have like a professor connected to it, so she's the one for GLR.
Oh, I didn't even know that. We started a publication in my class called Subnivian. I worked on getting it up with the class. It was super cool, super rewarding experience. Submit your work there. It's awesome. And another great professor. I can't even believe I didn't put her on my list.
Yeah.
She is awesome.
And literally none of this would have been known or possible if I didn't take my original intro playwriting class.
Yeah. Like, you will... Your doors will open to so many things by taking intro courses. Like, it's amazing.
Of course, if you have stuff you have to take,
take it. Sorry.
But for everyone needs their gen eds unless you're coming in as a transfer. But even if you come in as a transfer and you can
find time. You need gen eds somewhere else.
You need gen eds eventually.
So, running back to gen eds, because this is what this is about.
Our last gen ed, Sophia's number one.
This is my favorite class. I talk about it in every single course I take. It's going to be a little loud again.
It happens.
Philosophy of Human Liberation. I loved this class. Gertrude Postel, I believe, was her last name. I can't believe. I can't remember it. It was human liberation.
Liberation. I'm looking it up because I don't know what it is.
Oh, well, I'm about to explain. So, oh my God, buckle in.
Oh my God.
We talk about class, race, and gender.
Ooh.
So it's very, very similar to, yes, Philosophy 113. That's what it is. Staring at it on a screen.
At Suffolk.
Oh, I can't believe it doesn't say who teaches it. Anyways, a fantastic professor. I believe she was from Germany.
It says Gertrude Postel.
Oh, yeah, Postel.
Postel?
Yeah. My mom had her when my mom went to Suffolk, like 20 years before I was born. She was phenomenal. Like, it was the same deal. Like, did not sugarcoat a single thing. Yeah. Like, if she didn't like what you were saying, she was telling you. Like, she would point you out in front of the class and be like, no. Like, you're wrong. Like, again, very liberal professor. Like, she's seen stuff. Like, she has seen it go down. And you can just tell. Because the course matter is very heavy. I took this, it's a 113?
Yeah.
At Suffolk. And it's a lot of heavy work, honestly. A lot of reading. My favorite, which I am actually reading this week, this is what I was saying earlier. Mm-hmm. Reading this week for my Women in Gender Studies class, Kimberly Crenshaw. If you've never read any of her stuff, definitely read about it. Intersectionality is so important to consider in every piece of your life. And we talked about that. We started with Crenshaw because we could talk about intersectionality through the entire class. We read Marx. It was just so, so eye-opening. And it's stuff that, you know, it helps you consider it in every single day of your life. Everything you do affects people differently. And this course really was eye-opening, and it was also discussion-based. She liked to lecture a little bit, but she would open up the floor for questions, and we would talk for pretty much the rest of the class. You know, she'd do like 20, 30 minutes of lecturing, and the rest of it was on us. And my classmates were just so incredibly respectful to each other. We had a variety of ages, races, socioeconomic statuses, like... Every single classmate of mine was different. None of us were the same in any way, which was such an eye-opening experience. Like, this one, it had to be my number one because I talk about it to everyone I've ever met. because it was just roundabout so good. Professor, classmates, content. You will never find something that well-rounded, I think, in a four-year university.
Yeah.
I think I got really lucky taking it at Suffolk. Small schools, it's not even that small, honestly. Like, Suffolk, half of Long Island goes to Suffolk.
Yeah, I was shocked by how big Suffolk's campus is.
Suffolk's campus, it's
low key might be the same size as Oswego.
It's very close. It's smaller, definitely, because we have more housing, obviously. Yeah. Suffolk has no housing.
Yeah, it's a community college.
It's a big campus. There's a lot of hikes. It's a good school, honestly. I really wasn't into the idea of going when I was set to go. Like, when I was graduating high school, I didn't like the idea of community college, but it was super rewarding. It was really good. And this class, like, you would never get the same experience in a different class. Like, at a different campus. We have a class, the one we have this semester. It's, I want to say, what is it, 16, 17 people in it?
No, we did 7 presentations each day, and today we had 5. 7, 14, like 21, 22.
Yeah, so, okay, around there.
Definitely didn't need to do all that math, no. But...
But it's a small class for a university, you know, I have another class today, which has, like, probably, like, 90 people in it, like, you know, even in that small class, I don't think we could foster the same kind of discussions that I got out of my philosophy class at Suffolk. It's just so... I was at Ammerman campus, if that's what you're looking at.
Yeah. Don't mind me. I'm trying to look up the size.
He's looking at my
school. It says the Michael J. Grant campus is 207 acres. When Oswego's is about 700, which doesn't make sense.
No, that's definitely not true. It's a big campus for a community college, yeah. You know, from my knowledge. But it's much differently set up than Oswego.
Yeah.
The housing, sure, obviously makes a difference. If we had no housing on Oswego, we've got, like 7 buildings or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's small. It would basically be a community college. Just the housing makes a huge difference. The village is huge. Mm-hmm. Lakeside is huge.
Like, where I live is the village. If you go to Oswego, you know what I'm talking about. It's, like, townhouses, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same amount of room as the building we're currently in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, it's giant. And this building is huge. Like.
Yeah. This building has the hockey rink in it.
Yeah. Like, it's... And that's not even, like... It doesn't even, like, make a huge difference. Like,
no,
like,
not at all.
It's just, like, on the first floor, and then, like, whatever. Like, it's there.
Yeah.
Like, it's a humongous building.
Mm-hmm.
I love this place. This is my favorite building on campus, I think.
Mm,
we should do that. Next week, top 5 buildings on campus. You heard it here first.
Coming in dead last, all of West Campus.
Yo, all of West Campus. Like, like, all of it. Sorry, everybody that lives on West Campus. It sucks there.
I might have to say no, because only Oswego students would get it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
But I will say, for my Oswego students, I love Shinnimin. I was a STEM major my first semester. I lived in there. The cafe is great. I love it.
You know, I'm not a STEM major because I can't do math, but...
Me either.
Shinnimin is beautiful. It's got to be our most expensive building.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much money in there.
Well,
there's a planetarium in there.
Yes, but there was a building there before, and they built into that building.
Mm.
If you...
Oh, they built into,
Thing.
Thing, yes.
Snig, whatever it was.
No, it was Thing.
Any Oswego alumni listening, you probably know about it. But that's why in Shinnimin, there is a 3 upper and 3 lower floor.
Yeah.
If you ever have, like, an hour to kill, just try to walk around Shinnimin.
Just try and find where you're going, because I promise you'll get lost.
Yeah, it's rough.
Same in here, though.
Yeah.
I get lost in Marana, like, twice a week.
I'm a bit more normal with it.
I'm not.
But know how you're going to find a bunch of classes? Taking random gen eds,
yes,
all over campus.
Enjoy your gen ed. Take advantage of gen eds, because it's basically just electives you have to take.
Yeah, I wish I could still take gen eds now. There are plenty of gen eds that I have taken.
I'm in a gen ed right now.
Me too. I'm in intro fiction.
I'm in a seminar for psych.
Oh.
It's a 111. I'm definitely not allowed in it.
Well, I'm doing more creative writing.
If you hear this, I'm not in your class.
I'm taking more creative writing. I'm in intro to fiction, like I said earlier, and that's great. But I will say, enjoy your gen ed. There are so many that I've taken that I have regretted, which I will not mention because some people may love them, and that's not what we're talking about because we're talking about favorites today.
Gen eds are a very good experience. People kind of talk smack about them, but it really sets the foundation for what you're going to learn, which is their point.
Yeah.
And it's helpful when you're starting out at a new school because it gets you accustomed really quick to what college is like.
Yeah,
and
it's very good to take them and kind of just learn what is college, how is it different from high school. And depending on the gen ed, depending on your major, it's going to be more different, less different. But yeah,
they're broad, which I think is
also good.
A big pro.
And for a not that big SUNY school, we have a good amount of gen eds.
We have a huge course catalog. A lot of stuff you can't get into if you're not in the major, but...
Yeah.
Some
stuff does drop that once you... After, like, a period of time, I'm going to take emotional wellness next semester.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And I've been wanting to take that, and I saw the head of the department the other day, and I'm like, hey, why can't I get in that? She's like, oh, you can. They take off the restriction after the first week or whatever. Like, before classes start. She said, look around Thanksgiving... And I'm excited because I've been trying to take that class and I'm bugging all my friends to take it with me.
I wanted to take Intro to Human Development.
I wanted to take that too.
For everyone new here, I am going to go into adolescent social work probably in my master's. So I would have loved to have taken human development because it's, you know, like about... human development, which I think would be pretty valuable for my master's. And I literally can't get into it. So
yeah,
look into your gen eds and what you want to do. Obviously, you don't know when you're going to college. A lot of people, like every single person I know, has changed their major since they got into school.
Yeah,
and that's not to scare anybody, but...
No, I came in here knowing that I love meteorology, and I still do. But it was just way too hard for me.
Yeah.
And that's not what I wanted out of college. I didn't want to sit in my room every single night studying for, you know, meteorology is one of those things where it's like, you know, you're probably going to get a job right out of college.
Mm-hmm.
But
you work every day.
you don't really have the college experience. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know meteorology majors that are doing great now. But for the amount, I would have had to put in like triple the work they're putting in just because I didn't understand it.
Yeah. Not every major is intended for every person, so you'll find what you like. That's a huge, huge plus side to gen eds. I went into this school undecided. I was an undeclared major, and after taking a bunch of gen eds my first semester, I was like, oh yeah, like, I think comm is the way to go. You know, it's broad, but it has you dealing with people, which is what I assumed I wanted to do, and it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, your gen eds will introduce you to so much stuff.
Yeah. And if anyone's considering communication, you have to have another major or minor with it.
Yeah.
So, comm is really a groundwork for
anything
you want to do. If you want to do specifically just comm, public relations, that's your set goal.
That's about all we have.
We're about
our first episode.
50 minutes over, 10 minutes over our goal time, so I think we did good.
I think we did pretty good, you know. I tend to not listen to podcasts around this long, but I'm sure people will love us.
I listen to hour and a half ones.
I have no attention span, except for like true crime ones.
Mm.
Those are good.
Today on True Crime, How I Killed Sophia.
Oh my god, that's... I gotta go. That's crazy. That's insane. Well, but thank you, everyone, anyone who is listening. We are super inexperienced.
We literally rented our microphone from the radio office.
Shout out WNYO.
88.9
FM. Love to see it. Super great people. Super great community they build over there. And they have so many resources.
Yes.
Love them.
So we hope to see you next week when we will be discussing something we haven't chosen yet.
Yes, we will figure that out.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for listening, and we hope for you to hear us again next week.
See you next week, everyone.
Bye.